From the KTO Newsroom, I'm Jamie Deep, here with local and statewide news. The Juneau Assembly is slated to decide on Monday night whether Juneau should adopt a ranked choice voting system for municipal elections beginning next year. Alaska already uses a ranked choice voting system for statewide elections. In local elections, Juneau voters choose one candidate in single-member races. With ranked choice voting, voters would instead rank candidates by preference. If adopted on Monday, Juneau would become the first major city in Alaska to adopt ranked choice voting for municipal elections. The Assembly was originally supposed to vote on the topic in August, but decided to delay the decision until after the fall local election. Assemblymember Ella Atkinson proposed a change. During a meeting earlier this summer, she said she thinks voters will support it.
It really is good for races where there are lots of candidates in one seat. And I think Juneau, in general, likes having lots of candidates in race because it means that the person that they feel represents them the most is the person who actually gets onto the assembly.
But not everyone agrees. During public testimony on the topic this summer, Juneau resident Angela Rodell questioned why the change is necessary. Rodell unsuccessfully ran for mayor in 2023 and led the Affordable Juneau Coalition this election.
At a time when public trust in our local election process is being tested, this ordinance does not move us towards greater transparency, confidence, or affordability. Instead, it is the opposite. It proposes a fundamental change to our voting process without first answering a critical question. What is the problem we're trying to solve with this?
According to data from the state's Division of Elections, Juneau voters previously appeared to favor ranked choice voting. Juneau residents have the chance to testify on the ordinance in person or online before the assembly votes on Monday. People who want to testify online must notify the clerk by 4 p.m. before the meeting. The meeting begins Monday at 6 p.m. at Centennial Hall. The city and borough of Juneau demolished an encampment of unhoused people in the Mendenhall Valley again this morning. This time, the city says it's concerned that people camping near roads will be at risk when snowplows start running. KTOO's Yvonne Crumry spoke with the people who have been living there. They're frustrated they're being forced to leave without guidance on where to go.
Friday morning, about a dozen people pulled their items out of their makeshift homes along Teal Street and packed them into black trash bags or tote boxes. A dusting of snow had already started settling on these tents and shelters. Police stand on the sidewalk, and volunteers and nonprofit workers pass out eggs and potatoes from a tent nearby. Willow Williams sits in a wheelchair across the street from his tent.
I broke this leg above my ankle, below my knee, above my knee, shattered this ankle, popped this knee out of place, broke my tailbone, two back injuries, a colostomy bag, a hernia.
He has severe health problems. A lot of people at the encampment are worried about him, and they come by to bring him food and ask what else he needs as others help him pack up his shelter.
My friend built that place. He let me move in there because, you know, it was hard for me to, you know, with everything, and got a bed in there, and it kept me out of the wind, it kept me away from the rain.
Williams says he's been comfortable there. It's close to the Glory Hall shelter where he receives help with his health conditions. He says he hopes he'll get a bed in the shelter soon. Last year, the city closed a summer campground that unhoused people frequently used and instructed people to camp in small groups on other public lands. This past spring, large groups of tents cropped up in the Teal Street area, and they've been the subject of public debate and safety concerns. The city has cleared the encampment at this spot at least once this year. Then in August, because of safety threats to the Glory Hall staff and residents, the shelter stopped its day services. This morning, the city is forcing people out of the encampment after giving notice earlier in the week. Juneau Police Commander Jeremy Weske is on site, along with several other police officers. He says that this encampment isn't safe in the winter months.
We don't want people being on streets or in ditches and snowplows coming through and having a tragedy. So that's why this is happening now.
Smaller groups of people are allowed to camp on what the city calls unimproved public land. But city officials haven't offered more concrete guidance. Today, officials are advising people to go to the city-funded emergency warming shelter in Thane, which only operates at night. Now, Willow Williams needs to make it through the next few days or however long it takes before he can go to the Glory Hall. He says he hasn't been able to sleep at the emergency warming shelter in the past due to discomfort from his medical issues, but he's hoping accommodations have improved. Director Kaya Quinto says the Glory Hall shelter has been at capacity every night so far this year.
Usually when we have somebody move out, there's like that hour of space where we're helping them clean and pack up their belongings, and then someone else is right in their bed afterwards.
But she says the staff is trying hard to get Williams into the shelter.
We don't have any beds, but Willow is a high priority for us to get him in before the weather gets too bad.
Back on Teal Street, Doug Worthington and his partner Nathaniel Hensley Williams are strategizing where they can store their stuff and where to go next. He says they can stay at the Thane Warming Shelter at night.
And then the other half of the problem is, where are we going to go during the day?
Well, that's when we just set up our tents over during the day and collapse it during the evening. Because I have thought about that.
Worthington is from Juneau and says he's been living outside without stable housing for about a year now. Initially, people camped here on Teal Street to access the Glory Hall's day services. But since those stopped, Hensley Williams says people stay because it feels safer here than other parts of town.
Staying here is where we're not getting with. That's the only reason we have stayed here.
As a city excavator picks up tents and platforms and drops them in a dump truck, Worthington stands with his and his partner's stuff, packed into a tower of totes. He says the city isn't giving his community the help they need.
And they say they hate it because they don't want to be doing this, but yet here they are. They say they wanted to help us, and yet they're kicking us out. We've all built our homes right here.
Worthington says he's been moved around to different parts of the city, but people always complain about people camping no matter where they go. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery.
Palmer Republican Senator Shelley Hughes resigned from the Alaska Senate today to pursue her gubernatorial candidacy, according to a news release from her campaign. The Alaska Beacon reports that her resignation follows fellow Senate Minority Caucus member Mike Schauer, who represented Wasilla. He resigned at the end of last month to focus on his run for lieutenant governor. Hughes' resignation was expected. She told the Alaska Beacon in October she planned to resign in time for her replacement to be in place before the legislative session begins in January. Governor Mike Dunleavy will select her replacement from among a number of nominees to be selected by Republican Party officials in her district. Republican senators must confirm his choice before that person is seated. Hughes' replacement must be a Republican and meet the state constitution's requirements to hold office. Hughes said she expects that Wasilla Republican Representative Kathy Tilton will be among the nominees for her seat because Tilton has already filed to run for senator in the district. Hughes was initially appointed to her seat in 2012 by then-Governor Sean Parnell, which she credits in part to the fact that she was already running. Hughes is one of 12 Republicans and 14 total candidates that seek to be elected governor in 2026. She represented her district for 12 years. And Juneau High School students are getting real-world building experience while creating much-needed affordable homes in the community. The House Build Program is a partnership between the Juneau Housing Trust and the Juneau School District. KTOO's Clarice Larson recently stopped by the construction site of a future home and has this story.
Good. Reagan Adams feeds pink, fluffy insulation into a machine in the garage of a partially built home in Lemon Creek. The machine then pushes the insulation through a spiraling tube through the house and into its attic. She and her classmates are building the home that she's standing in.
Well, we just learned today, but basically my job is I've been cutting the things in half and breaking them into this size.
Adams is a junior at Juneau Douglas High School Yanaakafle and is one of the students enrolled in the district's house build program. The district has offered many house build projects to students on and off, dating back to the 1970s, and the house build program has seen multiple iterations over the years. Students who take the semester-long class get to learn hands-on construction skills by building new, energy-efficient homes that then go back into the community. Adams says she was hesitant to take the class at first, but now she's glad she did.
I think it's a very important class that teaches skills everyone should have. Like, I've been telling my mom about stuff we do in the class, and she's like, oh, you can do this to our house next. It's like, okay.
Students in this class are currently finishing up the sixth home in a small neighborhood of homes constructed by the program. Soon, they'll begin laying the foundation for the seventh. The houses are located just past the Zantakahini campus. The city and borough of Juneau made the land available for sale to the Juneau Housing Trust in 2017. The trust manages the land through a community land trust and works to ensure the homes can be purchased by lower and middle income community members. Tamara Rowcroft is the board vice president of the Juneau Housing Trust. She says housing geared for lower and middle income buyers is unique, but desperately needed.
I've been working in affordable housing for about 35 years here in Juneau. I lived here as a kid. I know how hard it is to get housing that's affordable here.
For the past 2 years, Juneau has seen the highest average sales price for a single-family home in the state, according to a study by the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development.
Well, today they are going to be doing blow-in insulation, and they are cutting and installing the cedar shingles for the siding.
Nathan Dutton is the school district's career and technical education coordinator. He's also on the construction site. He says offering alternative learning opportunities is crucial for students who may be looking for another path to a well-paying job after graduating. That isn't a traditional four-year degree.
We have seen a drop in tradesmen throughout the nation. So being able to make this skill set available to our students is so important.
He says the House Build program lets students explore if a trade career is for them.
They're getting amazing real-world experience that in other places you typically have to pay for or get accepted into a program to get.
Jason Kilmeyer is a senior at JDHS. He took the class to learn more skills to use when working at his dad's construction company. But he says the takeaways from the class go beyond that. It gives him the confidence to take on what used to be difficult tasks.
It applies to future careers as well as home life, you know. Oh, I put a hole in my drywall. Well, cool, I know how to patch it up, you know. Or, oh, I need to reshingle my roof. Well, I know how to do that.
And though he's learned a lot of skills during the class, he says he definitely has a favorite.
Everything is fun about drywall. As much as I hate removing it, installing it is the best.
The class hopes to finish construction, and the trust hopes to put the home on the market later this year. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.
As for the weather in Juneau, it's currently 36 degrees with fog and mist. Tonight, there's a chance of rain and snow, which will continue into the weekend. This is KTOO. Thanks for tuning in.